Diana Olick is here with the numbers. Diana?
Well, Kelly, mortgage rates did jump higher, as you said, on Monday as the Iran attacks renewed concerns over inflation. Today, they're slightly down to 6.07%, according to Mortgage News Daily. But last week, mortgage rates hovered around a four-year low with a few days at that 5.99%, which is seen as that emotional tipping point. And that had homeowners and potential home buyers calling their lenders. Applications to refinance a home loan jumped about 14% from the previous week and were 109% higher than the same week 1 year ago, that according to the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And I can vouch for that as well, because yesterday alone we had another 250 people trigger on our Rate Watch tool. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of the Rate Update, and my goal each day is to help explain to you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. So yesterday we had mortgage rates. They dropped a little bit. Monday they were up 0.8%. Tuesday they were back down. So where are they going to go from here? Well, if you're a homeowner, home buyer, you're probably concerned about these things. So my goal is to help you understand all the financial news that we're going to go over up through here. And then what I want you to do is, I'm going to take a little twist today. I want you to let me know, if you were in my shoes, what would you advise your clients? So you might even be a realtor or even a mortgage broker. So let's get through today's news. And then at the end of this, let me know if you think rates are going to be, you know, maybe between 5.99 and 6.25, or if you think they're going to be higher than that or maybe lower than that. So let's get to today's news so you can help figure this out. So here's what we're going to go over. Here's what the markets and here's what the Federal Reserve looks at to control rates. So the Federal Reserve, if you don't know, they control one rate, and it's the federal funds rate. It's basically interbank lending. But the bond market, like the 10-year treasury and things like that, they're the ones that really control a lot of mortgage rates and where interest rates go from there. So what they look at is basically three things. They look at inflation, and the Federal Reserve controls it with the PCE. They look at the unemployment numbers, and they also look at the GDP, the gross domestic production of the United States. Well, we got a lot of this information in over the last couple weeks, and we got a lot of it this week. So let's get over this week's news, the economic news that we have, and then let me know, based on all this, what you think, how strong the economy is, and based on that, where you think rates are going to go from here. So the first thing I want to show you guys is I'm going to go back to this real quick, and I'm going to break this down. And we got a report today, and this is a Challenger report. And this gives us how many layoffs there were. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is the last reading, if you look through here, it was 108,000. And the markets just took this on the chin. They're like, oh my God, the jobs market is crashing. Well, then this reading came in at 48. It's less than half of that. So when this number came out, me and a lot of economists were like, we're scratching our heads saying, okay, what's going on with this number? So other information we got in today was this. Jobless claims, the last reading was 212. It got revised to 213. They thought it would go to about 215. It stayed steady at 213. Okay, but then you go to continued claims. This tells us, well, if you lost your job, could you get another job back? So hopefully the unemployment rate would be net, you know, zero. Well, this tells us that the last reading was 101.83 million people were on continued jobless claims. Well, it upticked just or downticked just a little bit to 1.822. Well, they thought it would go to 1.85. It actually jumped up to 1.86. But this isn't dramatic. It's not a huge move like we saw in that Challenger move up through here. So that was some good news there. And then you start looking at unit labor costs and also productivity. Well, if you look at unit labor costs, last reading was negative 1.9. It came to 2.8. Well, how do you have a minus 1.9? So that was also questionable. They were expecting it to come in at 2.8. It came in a little frothy at 2.8. But then you come in down through here, non-farm productivity. Last reading was 4.9. It got revised to 5.2. That's how much it got revised. They thought it would drop all the way to 1.9. It came in at 2.8. So the reason why I'm going over this is, here, look at the jobs market isn't so bad. Inflation, yeah, it's going to uptick a little bit more based on some of these things. And right through here, it's saying the productivity in the United States is good. So then you go back to what we look at through here, and let's break it down. PCE inflation, we just showed you the numbers are going up, and it's going to continue to go up. And then you look at the jobs report, they're looking really good. And productivity, anything above 2.5 is good. So this is 1.4, but again, you go back to the economic calendar, and it came in at 2.8. So the productivity's there. The unit costs are there, keeping inflation higher, but the jobs market's pretty stable. So let's get over to see how the stock market's reacting to this, because this has a flow effect into this. And then I'm going to show you how the bond market's reacting to this. It's the bond market that I monitor to figure out where mortgage rates are going to. So if you have money in the stock market, this is a non-Cinderella story. That's what I call it. If you have money in the stock market, you probably have it in the Dow Jones, the S&P, or the NASDAQ. You might have stocks in those. Well, red means you're probably losing some money, unless you shorted it. How do you short stocks? You might want to Google, because you can actually make money as stock prices go down. So Google how to short stocks. But oil prices, they're up, and they might even teeter at $80 a barrel. You realize this was $60 a barrel 2 months ago? So if you have oil, a huge peak, 40%, energy's 40% of our inflation numbers. If you see this going up from 60 to 80, well, obviously inflation's going to go up. So let's scroll back through, and where are we? So we go scroll back through where the Federal Reserve looks at. Well, they look at inflation, energy alone, oil alone is going to push this thing up. Okay, then you have the unemployment numbers. We're going to get the unemployment rate tomorrow, the new rate, and also how much people are earning. Are they earning more than inflation? That'd be good news. And if you move jobs, they're saying you had a pay increase of over 6%. So let me know if you change jobs, did you get a raise? Let me know down there. And you also have productivity still over 2.5%. It came in at 2.8. So productivity, good. Unemployment rate, good. Inflation, bad. What would you do? Well, let's continue down the stream, because the next thing I want to show you guys is earnings. So think of it this way. If companies are making good earnings, they can pay you. They can even give you raises, benefits, hopefully. So that means a good economy, right? Okay, they're making money. They're paying us. We're an economy that spends, so we're going to spend it. That's a whole circle. Okay, so if you look at the, go to earningshub.com, look at Wednesday's earnings. You got all green up here except one. We go to Tuesday's earnings reports. You got all green except, well, there's one behind my head. So what's this telling us? All you need to know is green is good. It's just like the bond market, because if it's green, they equaled or exceeded their earnings and revenue expectations. So a lot of companies are doing pretty good. Well, let's go back one last time and see how the bond market's faring to this, because if you're new to my channel, here's what we focus in on. I'm a mortgage advisor. So I look at this right through here. This is a mortgage bond. And all you have to understand is this isn't good news, because that number up there, if it's red, that means mortgage rates are going up. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. We love when this thing is green. Well, let's go back and I'll give you maybe a 2-day chart, see where this is going. Down is bad. Okay, but look at this 5-day chart. This is bad. Okay, so I've been predicting mortgage rates for this quarter to be between 5.875 and 6.25. We've been teetering at that range. We, like Diane Olick said at the beginning, we were at 5.99 last week. Now we're at 6.07. That means as this bond price goes down, mortgage rates are going up. Well, thank goodness yesterday we had a little bit of a reprieve, but today we're opening back down again. And remember, down is bad. So this means mortgage rates are going up. I mean, mortgage rates, have you missed out if you're a homeowner? If you're a home buyer looking to buy, should you start freaking out? Well, let's get over there. I'm going to show you a few things I want to explain to you guys. What should you do if your rate right now, if you're a homeowner, you married the house and you dated the rate. Let's say your rate is 7.5%, 8%. What should you do? The first thing I want you to do is, remember at the beginning of this video, I said we had another 250 clients trigger. Well, here's what we do. I created this right through here. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Confused with it? All you have to understand is I work at a bank. We're set up with about 37 lenders. We can use their rates, their programs, everything. So why are you out there trying to put your application in all these places? You can do it right through here. If you're a homeowner right now, I created a tool right up there. It's called RateWatch 2.1. Now, we used to have RateWatch 2.0, and that would, you would be able to tell me, Dan, when a rate hits this, call me, text me. Let's look at the numbers and see if it makes sense if I should refinance. But then a lot of people were putting in rates that were unrealistic. So I'm like, okay, how much of a savings would you want per month? Because our average person right now is saving 1.33% on their rate and over $500 in savings. So I'm like, okay, let's put that in there. So now we're having a lot of people trigger, because now you can put in what bunch of a monthly payment reduction you would want. So you could say, Dan, when the rate, my payment goes down $200, $300, let me know. I'll call you, text you, and email you. But what if you're looking to buy over the next couple weeks, maybe next couple months, or you're looking to build? What should you do? folks, I'm going to say this. I'm going to stay with my prediction or forecast for this year. I'm going to say rates most of the year are going to be between 5.875 and 6.25. Yeah, we're going to get a whole new cast of characters at the Fed. I don't really think they're going to control that much of it. And anything that we're going to get, I think, is going to be better news than we expect. So I'm expecting rates, if anything, to teeter down just a little bit from here. So should you be shocked if you're looking to build down the road? I don't think so. So I would just float into those. You can't lock anyways, but I don't think you have much to fear if you're looking to maybe build or buy in the spring, summer, or even the fall. But if you're out there, you're a homeowner right now and your rate's over 7, check out the Rate Watch tool and maybe lock in at these rates where they are right now before maybe they tick a little bit higher. We're a tweet away from all this changing in a heartbeat. So let me know down below what you guys think, what's going to go on with these things today and the whys. But I'm also holding a live event today at 1 o'clock for anybody out there who is looking to purchase a home in 2026. Now, I'm not FOMOing home ownership, but if you decided, okay, I'd love to buy a house in 2026, or, you know, I was talking to Pastor Ross yesterday. He's a good friend of mine. He's like, Dan, help me with this. It's been 20 years since I bought a house. Can you help refresh me how to do this? And so if you need some refresher on that, you know, what's credit scores are used, how much of a down payment do you really need, and you know, what's the cost with all this stuff? And I can answer all those questions and more. So join me today live. I'll be on YouTube. And but other than that, let me know what you think is going to go on with these today and the whys behind it. And I'm thinking, you know, mortgage rates, yeah, they're going to go up today. The bond market's down 20 ticks, but over the next week or two, I think it's just going to stay stable. So that's why I'm giving you that prediction of that range that I'm expecting. So let me know what you think down below. Join me today at 1 o'clock Central Time if you're a new homeowner or buyer and has any questions. But other than that, have a great day, folks. See you at 1 o'clock today, or otherwise I'll let you know tomorrow morning what's going to happen with these and the whys behind it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe over there. Love to have you as a subscriber. See you later. Bye-bye.